온가거루지 어본가 온가거루지 어본가 온가거루지 어본가 온가거루지 어본가 엄카 그루지 엄카 엄카 그루지 엄카 엄카 그루지 엄카 엄카 그루지 엄카 그루지 엄카 그루지 엄카 엄카 그루지 엄카 엄카 그루지 엄카
I'm looking at the gallery. Happy to see you all. Sundari, who's with you? Thank you, Premo. Who's with you, Sundari? Yeah.
It's Utkaya.
Who is that? Oh, I'm sorry.
It's Utkaya. Utkaya, she used she to looks, come to Rishikesh 30 years ago.
Yeah, she looks very familiar. That's why I'm asking. Yeah. She looks about the same, maybe 5 years senior to then, but you look very nice. Yeah. Very good. Very good. Okay. Hold on here. Something's going on over here. No, we don't pay attention to that anyhow. Om Shri Satche Mahaprabhu Ki Jai, Paramatma Ki Jai, Gurudev Bhagavan Ki Jai, Satya Sangha Ki Jai. I'm only going to say one sentence, probably. Maybe it'll run into three sentences, I'm not sure. And then I would like to see the hands of people. And we will start satsang with your participation, because it's always really wonderful what you bring. Being that all worry, anxiety, concern, doubt, comparisons, judgment disappear in silence, truly disappear. How can we say that there's any reality to it when it has the quality of disappearing? Boy, we certainly live in our thoughts, and we're drawn into all kinds of little doorways, and yet when we just sit silently, all the noise in the world does not have to stop. Where does all that frustration and anxiety go? And it's not every minute, of course, but where does it go? When silence consumes it, I'll wait now until somebody raises their hand, and then we can begin the satsang. Michael O'Shea, it was a wish of mine that you would start the satsang, actually. Hello, Michael.
Namaste, Shantimai.
Are you there?
I'm sorry?
Namaste, Michael. I said it was a wish of mine that you would start the satsang.
Yes.
I actually said so before satsang.
Oh, did you? Well, I couldn't not put my hand up because you introducing today's satsang with the notion of silence and anxiety and turmoil and all the things being I guess the way to put it is, it's just I couldn't not put my hand up because it's exactly what I've been going through for probably 3 days now is a lot of anxiety, a lot of, and what what's been coming to me is that, and it's just, you know, it's around my work, and you know, the first quarter of this year has been very slow, and I've kind of enjoyed the slowness, and then all of a sudden I got very, very busy and some challenges with some clients, and I guess what I'm trying to put forward here is what was so resonant about what you said about silence is that, you know, the anxiety is never there when I'm doing the work. It's only there when I'm thinking about the work, or ruminating about the work, you know, or sitting here listening to Premo, you know, with my eyes closed, there's no anxiety there, you know, or listening to you, or just being present. So that was the perfect way to start the day for me was this topic. Yeah.
You know, I offered a transmission that I'm not happy with after editing. Sometimes I'm not happy with them while I'm editing them. And the topic of that transmission is transformation. And I think it fits in here, Michael, pretty well. When you have that silence, or you have your focus elsewhere other than on anxiety, the energy is transformed. What to worry about? Aren't you fine right now?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's the thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's not that we shouldn't be concerned about things that are concerning. I just haven't met anyone in a long time who hasn't been perfectly fine all along.
Yeah, what did you say about,
No, go ahead, please.
I was going to say, I think you said if in silence the anxiety is not there, then there is no anxiety, like there's no, that it doesn't actually exist. Is that, I'm probably paraphrasing you very poorly, but...
That's it. We create it. And sometimes anxiety is created around us, and then we have a choice how to respond, there's no doubt. But most of the anxiety that we have in our lives, and it's just such a hard place to live. Even for a moment. What was it the other day? I was pulled into something. What was it? Something. I remember. I was pulled into a drama the other day. And all along I was saying, it's just fine. Everything is, and I meant it. And it continued and continued. And I continued to say, it is as it is, and all is good. It is as it is, and all is good. And not just say it, that was the result of what I could see that it came to. It came to, everything is worked out, and it is as it is, and it's not another way. And I'm perfectly fine with it being exactly as it is. Mm-hmm. And still, it kept coming at me that something was not right, that somebody did not do something right. And actually nothing was wrong at all. And if anybody had to say that something was wrong, it would have been me, because I'll just give you a little view into it. The pundits were coming from India. The pundits were coming from India. The pundits are coming from India. No one told me. No one. Not the pundits, not one who I speak to a lot, not one who I don't speak to hardly ever, not the organizer and not my own organizer. No one told me. So our rooms are full. I have no place for the pundits. And the pundits, we would really love to have them here, but we're not going to. And that's the way it is. And so if anybody would have a complaint, it would be me, but I'm not complaining. I'm saying it's okay. Let it be. And still complaints are coming at me, coming at me, coming at me, coming at me. And I didn't want to bother with it in terms of creating any anxiety over it. I'm perfectly fine with it. There was a sadness in me, but I'm okay with being sad too. I'm okay with being disappointed. I'm okay with it all. In the moment I'm sad, in the moment I, sorry that it isn't happening, and it's over with, Michael. So you're the guy who has the power to not burden yourself with that.
Mm-hmm. And I think for me, it's one of the things I forget, and it's why it's so, in fact, when I was talking to Margaret about this last night, too, because she always says, well, what would Shanti Mai say about that? but that these things are all created by our thought stream, right? There's a physical feeling in the body, a tightness in the stomach and I think, so that I'm inclined to think that this is something that's not being generated by me, that it's an affliction of some kind but if I really stop, it was the thoughts that created it. But it doesn't always feel like that.
Yes.
But it's the thoughts. Yeah. Yeah.
That's why we don't give a lot of attention to our feelings. Sometimes. We don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, but if anyone was being afflicted in my story, it was being me, because I was happy whatever happened. I was happy with the sadness. I was happy with the frustration. I was happy with saying it is as it is, let it be. No one here is to blame, let it be. Five people never said a word to me, yet they wanted me to have a place for them, which I wanted to. And it just all fell down. Well, let it fall. And these feelings, they're tricky, because they always come with a thought. Thought comes first, feelings come second. Always. So the feeling exasperates or supports the idea of anxiety, and it goes around and around and around. So you have really to be calm in your feelings and just be with things as they are. I mean, it may sound very kind of simple, it is, but you'll be far happier. Mm-hmm. Don't worry, be happy. This is what That one yogi used to say, well, Mira Baba.
Yeah.
Always thought he looked like a Italian restaurant owner, but I love that you're laughing.
Yeah, no, it's just the perfect it's just been the perfect satsang so far. You know, it's exactly what it's been exactly what it was on my mind when I tuned in this morning. So I really thank you.
Michael, you have to take hold of the reins. You know what? No matter how many times I said it was fine, and it was, and no matter how many times I said there was no one to blame, and I just didn't want to, because I couldn't find, why would I? and no matter how many times I said it is as it is, and I'm at peace with it, still people, you know, were coming at me like it's not okay. It's, I, you know, and I'm just like, it all went on around me because I was totally fine with it from day one. Mm-hmm. Whatever it was, whether it was sad, happy, frustrated, not knowing. So what? That's life.
Yeah. You know, when I look at the things that are going here, one of it was, I double booked a shoot with a client and it's kind of like, it'll be fine, you know, like, and because it's always been fine, you know, it's never not really been fine. And, you know, here I am today, it's always been fine. So, yeah, it will be fine.
I pray that we made, I want a portrait by you. I want to have a portrait by you.
Mm-hmm. We are going to do that. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are going to do that. You're a great photographer, and you really bring, you really see deeply into the subject. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that. Yeah.
Michael. Yeah. I wouldn't let anything bother me that doesn't. I wouldn't let anything bother me much. Not for long.
Yeah.
I exploded the other day in the car. It was so nice. I just loved it. It was so delicious. And it was over.
Mm-hmm.
And I still have the view, but I don't have any feelings about it at all. So I would say that you can give yourself some time of silence and realization there.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. It's a nice day here today. I'm going to go for a long walk. So,
I think one thing that's really important is to see the result of that long walk, and to see the result of the silence, and to measure them, although you can't really measure them. So, okay, let's drop that. Put them side to side with the anxiety and see which one you want to enter. And sometimes we do enter anxiety. Sometimes we do.
Mm-hmm.
But when we understand it, we can certainly, we can calm it and move along. Mm-hmm. I'm going to attempt to come and see you and Margaret. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to attempt to see if I can get that.
That's lovely. Yeah, I know she emailed you about that. Yeah. We'll make it work somehow.
We will. Bring your camera.
Mm-hmm.
either home or if you meet me somewhere in Oregon. Give Margaret my love.
I will. Thank you, Shanti. I love you.
I love you too. I love you too. Let's transform that and have as little of that in our lives as possible, because it certainly doesn't do us any good.
No. No.
Thank you, Michael.
Namaste.
Namaste. I want to catch, before we come to Gabrielle and Max, I want to catch Sahara just to see if he wants to interject something, because oftentimes he wants to push something in the middle. So is that okay with you, Max? Sahara, what's on your mind?
Namaste, Shanti Mai. I was going to bring two things that we'd spoken of in the past. One was the power of the Buddhist teachings on emptiness, and how were space not empty, then creation would have nowhere to appear in.
Yes.
And disappear in. And also the notion, yeah, for he without preferences, the way is not difficult. That when one has a preferred outcome.
That's the same thing right there. The Sing Sing Ming by Sing Tsang, third patriarch of Zen Buddhism. I believe he's the third, maybe the fifth. I don't remember his number, but he's right up there at the beginning. The way is not difficult for they who have no preference.
That's a very, very deep showing for me. Most of my pain is that I would prefer it to be how it is, not matter how well justified and organized my thoughts may be about how something should have been. It is that difference between my preference and actuality that produces that.
That's the thing. That's the thing. Sahara, a yogi. Yogi means one who is either seeking union with self nature, means realization, or is in fact moving along the realization. Yoga means union. Always lives as things are, not as they should be or could be.
Oh, and how costly those preferences are.
And how costly those preferences are. And how they bring us into self sorrow, self doubt, expectation, or wanting it to be another way. It's just lovely the way it is. It's absolutely beautiful the way it is. And it's also tough, and it's also dark, and it's also light, and it's also whatever it is, it is. And that is the way it is. And that's the only way to be alive.
I mean,
people are breathing. They're in these people all over the world. You can see it, societal confusion and madness. Wanting this, wanting that, seeing it this way, seeing it that way, making things up that can never be true. Living somewhere other than the way it is. And the way it is perfectly fine. And sometimes it's not. And so what? There it is. But we're at peace with it. regardless. We're at peace with, even we're at peace with our feelings about things that we don't necessarily like or approve of. I'm fine with that. And the finer I am with whatever it is, you know, Rumi said something, well, Rumi said a lot. Rumi was a great poet. Rumi said, let me see if I can, if I can, it's only a three-line poem. Once I was immature, and nothing wrong with being immature. So what? Then I matured, and then I was consumed. And what are you consumed in? The way things are as they are. And somehow you do see the exquisite beauty in life when you see it as it is, even in the encroaching darkness and craziness and uncertainty and all of it, you know? Even when you're really irritated with somebody's actions, everything just kind of falls into a consumption of the moment, and everything is perfectly fine. Life, death, whatever it is, it's fine whether we like it or we don't like it. It's okay. It is the way it is. It is the way it is. I was immature, then I matured, and then I was consumed. And we're consumed into, you know, these are very shifty words, but my sense is that everyone who is in satsang today has an understanding of them beyond the words. Whatever it is, whether it's illness or health or emergency or hardship or whatever it is, there's an intrinsic beauty in it. There's an intrinsic beauty in life at every stage of our experience, at every moment. And sometimes it brings tears, and sometimes it brings heartache, and sometimes it brings elation, and sometimes it brings joy, and sometimes it just brings peace. Sometimes it even brings boredom. But there's an intrinsic beauty, and I don't even think you have to look for it. It's just there. I don't think you have to go seeking it out. It's just there. But I'm lonely, but I'm this, but I'm that. No, you say that you are, and that may be your experience, but when you look a little deeper, you'll see what you truly are. You can't go past I am. You can't go past it when you really look for what that is at the root of your being. And it brings solace somehow. It brings peace somehow in the midst of whatever it may be. What? I'm going to go back to Gabriel and Max at this time, Sahara. Thank you.
Thank you, Shanti.
Yes, the way is not difficult for one who has no preferences. The Sing Sing Ming. Wonderful, 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 wonderful document. Absolutely exquisite.
Well, thank you, Chanti.
Thank you. Thank you. If you have something else to say, put your hand up and I'll get you later. Hey, Max.
Namaste.
Namaste, Gabrielle. Today it's me.
Namaste. Gabrielle.
Yes. I told you a while ago that I wanted to go and see my mother, whom I hadn't seen in many years, and that was satsang and listening and feeling my way through all the family things that come up, and that I had decided to just don't keep all of those old stories alive that kept me from going. So long story short, I went, it was a little journey, and 3 days before I went, my brother passed. The one year younger, I have three brothers, and it's the one who was right behind me, 1 year younger than me. And I had already planned to travel to see them. So it was like adding another layer to this journey of getting together. It almost felt like those who are left to me, not necessarily to the others. And it was lovely. It was not at all as I would have anticipated, had I even known that my brother would pass before, days before. So it was.
Just stop it right there. Just stop it right there. It's not as I would have anticipated. That's so beautiful. You know, it's very deep what you're speaking about. These are not superficial things. They're not like, this is not like a life coach story. This is like a drop of water falling into the ocean. I think it's very, very, very important, Omani, that it wasn't like you anticipated. I feel that that is the golden key to the entire situation, and it goes way deep to the root and beyond. The anticipation, the expectation, the thought. I just love that you say, I left it all behind. Well, where was it? It was always gone. You would have to pick up these ideas and carry them with you and assert them into the conversation and stand back because of it and have all of this dynamic around it, when in fact you are a free and realized soul who is seriously there simply to offer the presence of your kindness and love to the people.
Yes.
See, these realizations come, don't they? And the beauty of these realizations are when I do follow them to the root and beyond. Just to know that it was not as I anticipated would apply to just about everything in my life. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Isn't that true?
Yes.
Yeah. That's really, really very beautiful. And I think that it hits Michael and Sahara in the same way. It's the same story. You know, he's going to take a long walk. He's not going to prefer anything on his walk. He's just going to be releasing any idea of attaching to an anticipation or an expectation or an anxiety. And where do they go? They are not present. We can pick them up anytime we want. We can get all of that old baggage and put it on our back again. I always say it's like a carrying a corpse up a hill.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's all dead weight. It's in the past. This is so dynamic. Just it wasn't as I would have anticipated. And what's beautiful, as you say, because I paid very deep attention to language, as I would have anticipated, not as I did anticipate.
Yes. And my, I was really long, wrong. I went to my mother and I spent hours there, much longer. Well, I should just stop comparing all the time, but I spent much time with her and it was so easy. And she was so, she
She's taught. A wonderful person. Your mom's a wonderful person.
Mm.
Your mother's a beautiful soul. I don't know her, but everybody, when it depends on the eyes you look through, whether you see it or you don't.
Yes.
And sometimes we see it in people that we don't, can't even imagine and still love them. Difficulty or some strange situation. And we still love them. And all of that has very little importance in the light of love. Is that true?
Yes.
Mother becomes what she's always been, a really good person. Of course, people make mistakes.
Mm.
Who hasn't? You remember when there's a joke about Jesus when he's standing with the people who are surrounding the woman who is casting the stone, right? They all are all angry with her and just really irritated. I'll tell the joke. I think it's funny. Anyhow, it is funny. So Jesus walks up and all of these people are ready to they're just yelling and screaming at what's wrong with her. And they all have stones in their hand and they're like this. And Jesus said, the one amongst you who has no sin, cast the first stone. And this stone comes hurling over and just hits the woman right in the middle of the forehead like that. And he looks up and he says, sometimes, Mother, you really irritate me. Save it. It's a good joke.
Yes.
But it's true, you know, when we look at, when we see through the eyes of, first I was immature, then I matured, and then I was consumed. We aren't becoming the love that we are. We are discovering the love that we are. Difference between discovery and becoming. Because some people say, well, I can never do that. And yet you are, you know, fundamentally love in action as the experience of life, really. I love that. So your mom must have seen a difference in you.
She must have felt it because she was very open and talkative and loving. Just lovely. And as it's as
you say,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. No, I say you gave her an opportunity.
Yes.
And she received it. Mm-hmm.
And
that's what we're here for. Go ahead, please.
I did see through the eyes of love. I have I don't want to say never, but I did see her differently. I did see everything differently on that trip. Just, it was lovely.
Gabrielle, I see you always like that.
Mm.
So there was a transformation. Hmm? The form trance moved from one restricted and influenced view to one that didn't have any of that.
Yeah. There were moments when I met with my siblings where I felt discomfort creeping in because of something they did or how they behaved. And after reflecting on that, I realized that it goes for everyone and in every situation, this having no expectations. So there's still, it felt like there's still a little work to do, but the difference was so stark after having been with my mother and then realizing, oh, I feel uncomfortable here and there.
I really love what Huang Po says. He says, why are you paying any attention to the light or the darkness?
Yes. Mm.
It comes up, it goes down, it's here, it's gone. So this is his, I'm gonna send you the statement from, I think it's the 36th. It's one of Wong Po's great deliveries. And yeah, he's very clear about, we don't have to become full of light. We have to see that we are beyond, not become anything. We have to see that we are beyond light and dark. And we live naturally pretty much in the light, but we don't refuse the darkness.
Hmm.
Because that's part of Maya's quality. Mm-hmm. We're not seeking anything. We're discovering that we're beyond all of it. And we're here to experience it. And love is the way. And love also, exactly as you're telling us, I had this moment of discomfort. But did that touch the love that you had for your, or have, excuse me, for your siblings? No.
No, it's just harder to feel it in that moment, but that's all that is. Yeah. It is this discomfort. Yes.
Isn't that great?
Everything gets so easy in a way. So simple. Mm.
I would say simple.
Yes, easy is.
I would say simple. Sometimes easy, sometimes not so easy.
Yes.
Yeah, but simple always. Mm-hmm. Mm. Always simple. And always you have the opportunity for love. It is within you. Peace. It is bliss. And to see what they bring, because love is unity. Hmm? To see what they bring to your experience, and then eventually you wouldn't want to go anywhere else anyhow. And your judgments thin, and you still may have some view.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you become a dead stump. you still may have some view.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I certainly do. That's what I've found. I certainly do have. But it can't last, and it's not that important. And whatever view I seem to have, it doesn't change anything. So I love that part of it. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, there it is. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So where are we now? We go to Ken Chul. Namaste. Thank you. Namaste, Ken.
Namaste, Guruji. A very good afternoon to you and the Sangha.
I just love your smile, honest to God. Oh,
I love yours too, and the sense of humor that you have. You know, the jokes that you tell are just so uplifting. And the way you express it, I mean, your face is just so expression, well, full of expression when you tell a story. It's like, wow.
Yeah,
you
know, I have a rubber face. That's good.
You could have been an Oscar-winning actress, actually, to be honest.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, an Oscar-winning actress.
If I hadn't pursued this, I would have pursued law.
Yes, sure. You said before, yeah. Mm. So I just want to express my gratitude to you for being in my life, the Sangha, and all the teachings and satsangs, really. Because, I mean, it's just been so useful having, not just useful, actually, it's such a blessing to have you and the such a lineage and the Sangha in my life, you know, different points in my life where it's been so challenging, and the different teachings come through when we allow it. Well,
hold on. That's because you take hold.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And so mm-hmm. It's been a real blessing.
I can only point in the most efficient, according to me, the most efficient, most direct, mm-hmm. and most visible result.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's up to you whether you want to go that way or not, you know? Isn't that right? I was telling Madhu the other day, anytime you go, didn't I? Anytime you can, this is your choice to stay or to go or to be here or mm-hmm. not to be here. You know, she says, no, I'll always be here. I say, mm-hmm. that's your choice.
Mm-hmm.
And our hearts are magnetized to the point it would be very hard to pull them apart. Mm-hmm. But we still always have a choice to enter the field or not to enter the field.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I was just thinking about how you've always emphasized that.
I'm sorry, go ahead, please.
I was just reflecting on what you've always emphasized on how spirituality is actually very practical. Because just for instance, you know, I've had a very difficult neighbor. We've had, you know, for a few years, actually, for 6 years or more. And it's, you know, they are alcoholics and, well, a lot of other issues and things like that. And I've always been judgmental in how I approach them and all that. Until recently, when I heard on satsang, someone sharing about her challenges with her neighbor and how that changed when she approached it differently and got a different result and how compassion came through and all that. So that sort of like lesson or teaching came to me a few days ago. I was reminded of that, and I applied that actually to the situation, and it has started to change things with my relationship with my neighbors. So in ways that I never thought it would, actually, yes. So,
of course. And you go with a different view something has to change. So you already did change something. So the dynamic cannot remain the same.
That's right.
They could be the same from their side.
Yes.
but from your side, it will not.
Yeah. So it felt a bit risky to do it.
What's really important about what we're speaking about, I'm going to come back to you. I want to hear what you have to say about risk. Risky's really good. I said last week, Liberace said, can you hear me?
Yes.
Liberace said, too much of a good thing is really wonderful. I agree.
Love it.
So, but what's really important, I want to come into here and then I want to hear about what you feel is a risk, is to see that it doesn't only apply now with my neighbor. It applies also to myself. When I approach myself in a different way, and I cease to be so judgmental and still reflective, and I cease to belittle myself and realize that I am a unique being in the mystery of life. I take a different approach to myself, to all others, in the light of love. And still, you can be really irritated with somebody. You cannot say what that looks like. You cannot say, oh, well, now my angel wings are out and I am so glorified and loving. You know, you may get really irritated with somebody for doing something really stupid. But it doesn't change the fact that love will always have a really marvelous result in the shape of compassion, in the shape of this too will pass.
And so it's incredibly beautiful to have you in our lives, because, you know, you just pointing that out, that, you know, things can still be irritating. And it does at times, you know, it's just so beneficial to hear it from you, you know, not like, oh, yeah, I'm so angelic now and nothing irritates me anymore. And why am I irritated?
Really, like, oh, important.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, but I think it's really important, because this is what I found along my own journey. I feel that my master lit my heart. I can't even speak about it. And I can see that there are times when, not very often, but sometimes, deep irritation will enter me about something. And I know the uselessness of it, but it's exactly as Huang Po said. Be careful not to conceptualize how you have to look to be who you truly are. And you will be kind, and you will be generous, and you will be loving, and you will be compassionate, and you will have all of these qualities rising up in you, because it's just natural and you wouldn't want to go another way. They're just fundamentally good qualities to live by. You know, they're just good qualities to live by. Why would you? You don't have to think of yourself as anything. Everyone has these qualities. You don't have to think of yourself as being better than anyone or higher than anyone. You're as loving of a human being as I am. I might be down the road a little further than you. Maybe you surpass me. I pray you do. I don't know what that means. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a poem. But everyone has a magnificence. And as Sing Sing Ming says, he or she or they who have, and I'm not working with pronouns, he, she, or they who have no preference, the way is not difficult. So yeah.
Oh, so another case in point, actually, Guruji.
Go ahead, please.
Of having a guru of your caliber in our life, in my life, you know, it's like what you mentioned earlier about, you know, accepting things as they are to an immature, well, I wouldn't say immature, but as per Rumi's poem, actually, because I was immature. When I was at that stage, I would say that would be a defeatist kind of like way of looking at things, you know, just accepting things as they are, that we're not aspirational to change things then in that case. And yet when we mature, we see it as like, wow, that well, is. That, yeah.
Hold on. Yes. Hold on. That can be the way that things, that you're aspirational. There's an error in your converse, in your language, if you don't mind me pointing it out.
Not at all.
Now I have to think about it. Okay, hold on. You said now I can't get it. It had to do with, it was your statement about
defeatist.
Things are as they are.
Yeah. Accepting things as they are, you know, can be seen
thank
as
you.
Being.
Hold on. You can't expect things to be as they are or accept them to be as they are. Forget those two things. They are as they are. So what's your acceptance? Excuse me, you're in the way. So that's why at one time you would have seen this as an absolute calamity of a way of life. You can't accept it. It is that way. Who are you to accept it or disregard it, right? It is like that. And that's the way of life. Because, see, if you put the word that I accept, you're going to struggle with it.
I don't know if I can accept it or not. I don't think I can. Well, I can. I'm accepting.
But then you're in the land of accepting rather than being as you are. As it is.
Mm-hmm.
I love you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, did you get it, Ken?
I did.
Or did that arrow fly to Chris?
No, absolutely. Yeah, I am. Yeah, I when I say it like that, then I am in the way. Yes, that me actually is in the way. Yes.
The old Chan masters were from Korea.
Yeah.
And when a disciple, when it went past their head what they were saying, they would say that. Arrow flew to Korea. It didn't hit the mark. That's what I'm asking. Mm-hmm. Did arrow fly to Korea or did you get the...
I got it, yeah. Mm-hmm. And yet you've also said before that, you know, when you feel compelled to do something about some situation, then do it, you know? For example, if you feel like...
That's the way it is, too. You know, there's a... Who has her hand up next? Ken Chui, that's it. You know, Ken, with the mantra, Om Purnamadaha, Purnamidam, Purnat Purnamadachate, Purnasi Purnamadaya, Purnameva Vashishate, Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. This is looking into everything without any opinion whatsoever. Zero.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people say, well, why would you be a bodhisattva if everything's already perfect? Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know that I am a bodhisattva. We have the quality of offering our lives, whatever that may mean to anyone, into consciousness, living life as we would like the world to be. Not that everybody has to be like us, but be courageous and love for each other on the planet. Maybe. Okay. They say, why do you need to do that if everything's already perfect? Mm-hmm. Well, that's perfect too. Everything fits in that. Huh? Everything fits perfectly. This is perfect, that is perfect, from the perfect, springs the perfect, take the perfect from the perfect, and only the perfect remains. This is powerful. This is simple, this is deep. And you can fight with it, and you can disagree about it, and you can say it's not so, but it is so, that's a fact. And the moment you touch that mantra with any idea whatsoever, you've missed the point. The arrow has flown to Korea. For whomever is listening.
Thank you, Guruji.
Thank you too, Ken. I just Thank love you. Your smile.
Thank
I
you.
Just absolutely love your giggle, love your smile. Yeah. When you come on, you always lighten me up. All of you. You always do.
Yeah. I love you, Guruji.
How
Thank
are your
you
patients?
Very much.
I love mm-hmm. you too. How are the patients? How is the patients? How is the well, healing?
The patients. The yeah, the patients are well. They're I'm being patient with the patients. That's it. Yes, yes, it is good. Yeah, and you know, I've had my I've had my health challenges recently, and that has allowed me to dive deep into the patient's psyche as well. It has opened up a different dimension to seeing how pain and suffering can really affect a person's, you know, whole being, and how
absolutely
yeah, and how, you know, prayers and the medicine Buddha. So I requested that of my mum to chant the medicine Buddha for me, and she did that continuously for 2 weeks. And when I reported to her about the improvement, she was so uplifted. You know, she was encouraged, she was uplifted, and she was mm-hmm. yeah, just yeah, so rewarded to hear of the improvements. Thank you for that gift as well of the medicine Buddha.
You're welcome. And I'm going to be watching the coronation every minute of it.
Oh, wonderful. The 7th, yeah, May 7th, yes. Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah. Historical event. I watch all historical events, whether I agree with them or don't agree with them. I like to watch historical events.
And he'll be very lucky to have your blessings. You'll be casting your blessings on him and his coronation, no doubt.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Namaste.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we'll be. Namaste. Namaste. So where does anxiety go when silence consumes anxiety? I will leave that with you. And I'm very happy to be with you. K. Ken says he's grateful that Satya's in his life. Satya means the truth within everyone that cannot be measured in its total, without question. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm grateful, so to speak. It's beyond the idea of gratitude that you're in my life, that we have this time together. I feel it's a very, very wonderful time, very well, I don't want to say anything about what it is. Primal, would you like to chant for us?
Govinda Radhe, Govinda Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Radhe, Govinda Radhe, Govinda Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Radhe, Bhakta Vatsala, Tu Mama Priya, Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Radhe, Bhakta Vatsala, Bhagavata Priya, Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Radhe, Govinda Radhe, Govinda Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Radhe, Govinda Radhe, Govinda Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Radhe, Bhakta Vatsala, Tu Mama Priya, Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Radhe, Bhakta Vatsala, Bhagavata Priya, Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Radhe, Govinda Radhe, Govinda Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Radhe, Govinda Radhe, Govinda Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Radhe, Vatsala, Tu Mama Priya, Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Radhe, Bhakta Vatsala, Bhagavata Priya, Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Radhe, Govinda Radhe, Govinda Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Radhe, Govinda Radhe, Govinda Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Radhe. priya govinda govinda gopala re bhakta vatsala bhagavata priya govinda govinda gopala re govinda re govinda re govinda govinda gopala re govinda re govinda re govinda govinda gopala re bhakta vatsala tu mama priya govinda govinda gopala re bhakta vatsala bhagavata priya govinda govinda gopala re govinda re govinda re govinda govinda gopala re govinda re govinda re govinda govinda gopala re bhakta vatsala tu mama priya govinda govinda gopala re bhakta vatsala bhagavata priya govinda govinda gopala re
We used to get that chant going like, oh my gosh, and people would be dancing.
Yes.
Such a nice one. You know, I remember going to Maharaji Premo and I said, Maharaji, what does, let me see, I got to get this chant in my head. Bhakta Vatsala Tu Mama Priya. I said, what does that mean? He says, oh, that means cosmic love. And I said, oh, okay. So what does it mean, Bhakta Vatsala Bhagavata Priya? He says, oh, that means cosmic love.
He translated it.
All at the same moment.
Yes.
Well, I love being with you. My good fortune. Thank you. Namaste, everyone. Namaste.
Namaste.